Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
To say Shekinah stands, we're waiting for Shekinah's sophomore album, Trouble in Paradise, for a long time would be an understatement. After the success of her debut album, Rose Gold, in 2017, a lot of us expected Shekinah to probably drop album after album for at least a few years. But no, she didn't. She dropped a few singles, and then she actually took a break from music in 2019, and then came back in 2020 with some singles that include the upbeat Fixate, which is on this album that I'm about to review. And hey, she finally dropped her album Trouble in Paradise on May 6, 2021 under Sony Music Entertainment Africa. It's a 36 minute 59 second runtime, has three features, and here's my review. Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, my people, how you doing? Hopefully you're doing good. I'm doing all right, but you know what? Let's talk more music. Let's do this thing. Let's get into it.
The latest African album review is...
Tides was the perfect track to open up Trouble in Paradise. First of all, it was a song that we heard last year. I think it was the first single, actually. And it's got those hard-hitting R&B bass lines, a solid kick, and the Shekinah you expect to hear on a record exuding that soft confidence. Her vocals are always on point, and they have that sheen. I absolutely love it. She has great delivery, which turns into different flows of sorts. You really have to listen to what she offers, and Tides will take you to R&B heaven. And for the fact that it's familiar to most of us Shekinah fans, well, great way to open an album, right? And of course, the other song that I heard of Trouble in Paradise is Fixate, which I think was the more popular single, and it's upbeat, and goodness me, I have enjoyed it for a number of months and a number of reasons. First, the song is fire. It's absolute fire. Shekinah did a thing, and she really knows how to carry that sort of upbeat kind of vibe, which is R&B-ish and with a little fusion in there. But did you hear what Beiti did on there? When I heard Beiti on a Shekinah record, I thought, we're getting a rap verse. I expected a rap verse, but girl said, nah, I'll surprise you. The Kenya South African connection is really dope, and then that beat. Ah, that beat, bruh. Let me let you listen to that song for yourselves, honestly. Questions is a song about a relationship that is about to be something. That we are friends, but we want to take it to the next level kind of situation. And Shekinah asks if, for example, graduating from lovers to friends, I mean, is it a good idea? She asks, what if we fall in love but you mess up and my heart breaks to pieces that can't be put back together? The song is actually one of the best excuses to not pursue a relationship out there. It basically puts forward as many reasons as possible how what's about to happen is a bad idea. I don't know, in some way, a true pessimistic view, focusing on the potential negatives. All I can say is, could never be me. Could never be me. Wedding Song really hits different. It's a song about a long-term commitment and looking back at all the seasons spent together and how that brings even more meaning to the next step, which is likely a wedding. But this is the part that was interesting. Part of it made me feel like she was singing it to herself, almost saying like, look, you're the only person I can depend on, which is herself. So if, you know, worst comes to worst, I'll just marry you. I'll just marry myself, so to speak. I don't know if that's true, but I kind of felt like that sometimes. But generally, it talks about a love without judgment, but pure intentions and just putting forward the best foot. It's beautiful in that there's an acknowledgement that there is this logical next step for both parties. And whenever it happens, the wedding would be beautiful with both of them there. The beat is a journey in of itself. It takes you away into a land of love, and it just carries you into a whole different zone. Now on Trouble in Paradise, Shekinah is not all R&B, and I like that. Take For The Part featuring Luke Goliath, for example. It's a pop record of sorts, maybe even a dance record if you want to call it that, which is quite groovy to be fair. And then joints like Insecure are R&B popish for the most part, and still lean more towards that dance side of things. So it was great to see Shekinah experiment in that way. Not sure why the song I Love It Here reminded me so much of John Bellion's music. I'm still to figure out why, but I think it's the beat interchange and the reverberating instrumentation here. Somebody tell me you hear it too, because there was just this sonic presence that just said John Bellion. I don't know why, but yeah.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Looking at the themes on Trouble in Paradise, this is really about heartbreak and almost getting over it, somewhat, and just finding that inner strength to accept what has happened. So the album title actually tells you a lot about what the album is about, because I mean, it's Trouble in Paradise. I'd say the features on Trouble in Paradise definitely showed out, from Luke Goliath to Una Rams on Pickup to Beatty on Fixate. I mean, there's only three features, but the three features were perfect, absolutely perfect for this 12-track album. I don't know if Shekinah gets enough props for the songwriting aspect of her talent. She can bring out emotions you've been harboring for a while. And you know what? She really needs more props for that. The sequencing on Trouble in Paradise was absolutely awesome. Starting off with the tides and then just getting into it, there were some sort of oscillations in terms of the tempo, but there was nothing really, really, I would say, out of the ordinary or out of place. You get songs like Pick Up featuring Una Rams, and that one slowed things down a little bit somewhere in the middle, but it was still a good tempo such that when she picked it up again, it was all good. Vocally, Shekinah got pipes, fam. You. I mean, she has one of the sweetest voices I've ever heard. Honestly, almost like an alto of sorts, but add to that, she has some of the smoothest transitions in the game when you listen to just, especially when she switches up her flow. Bro. The whole game, you gotta give Shekinah props. She reminds me of Aaliyah in how unique her voice is and how she dominates the soft and subtle approach with excellent notes. And of course, her tone is also absolutely amazing on every track. I love her voice on a mid-tempo R&B vibe, which kind of gets to that up-tempo, sort of upbeat kind of space like Fixate does. Looking at the mixing and mastering, let's not even insult Shekinah and her team by even trying to dissect that. It's class and top tier.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I'll definitely say this album is a wonderful vibe, and I feel like it puts Shekinah in a comfortable place. I don't know if I wanted more from it or not, especially because we waited 4 years for this album. 4 years is a long time. Shekinah has been consistent musically for a while, at least with the singles. I know, like I mentioned earlier, 2019 she took a break, and I know there's another level for her. I know it, but we'll need one of those Rihanna anti-type projects from her to actually see it. On this project, we got probably like 70% the Shekinah we expected, and then 30% was a bit more experimental, just trying different things. But I think it was more in the general beats than her vocal delivery per se. Songs I loved on here are Diamonds Do, even if it's an interlude, Fixate, obviously, Pick Up, Questions, Wedding Song, which is an absolute vibe, and I Love It Here. If you're a Shekinah fan of old, this album is a really classic. Considering that it's her sophomore, she definitely does what you expect and takes it a bit further. If you love R&B and want to know another dimension, to it from one of South Africa's best, then Shekinah's got you, bro. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Ramoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.